Unit 41, Future Events. Speaking and listening.
Introduction.
What are you going to do this evening? Sorry? This evening? Tonight? What are you going to do?
I don't know. Sleep in front of the television, I think. What day is it today?
Wednesday.
Only Wednesday?
Yes. What are you going to do at the weekend?
Well, on Saturday I'm going to visit some friends.
And what are you going to do on Sunday?
Paint the kitchen.
When are you going to relax?
What are you going to do tonight? If you're gonna stay at home, well, that's all right with me. But remember, I'm free. And if you don't know what you're going to do, I'd like to spend some time with you.
Hello, Bob. What are you doing?
Waiting for Samantha. Look. Meet me in front of the cinema at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock? It's 6:45 now.
Yes, I know.
How long are you going to wait? Are you gonna wait forever?
No. I'm going to wait for another 15 minutes till 7 o'clock.
Oh, very good. It's going to rain.
Sorry?
I think it's going to rain.
Rain?
Yes, I think so.
No, it's not going to rain.
Yes, it is. Look at those clouds.
It is not going to rain. Ah.
Predictions.
Listen.
You're listening to BBC Radio 2. Here is the weather forecast for tomorrow. Scotland and Northern Ireland will have sunshine in the morning. In the north of Scotland, there will be a little snow. In the afternoon, there will be rain everywhere. The temperature will be 0 or 1 degree Celsius, 32 or 33 degrees Fahrenheit. In the north of England and in Wales, it will be fine and quite cold in the morning. In the afternoon, there will be rain everywhere. The temperature will be 2 degrees Celsius, 35 degrees Fahrenheit. In the south of England, there will be rain everywhere in the morning, and there will be rain everywhere in the afternoon. The temperature will be 3 degrees Celsius, 37 degrees Fahrenheit.
Listen and repeat.
Scotland will have sunshine in the morning. There will be a little snow. The temperature will be 1 degree Celsius. It will be fine and quite cold. There will be rain everywhere.
Listen.
Lily, I'm going out for a while.
Okay.
I won't be long.
Fine.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Lily, where's Mr. Jones?
He's just gone out.
Ah.
He won't be long.
I see.
He'll be right back.
Fine. Will he be here tomorrow?
Yes, I think so. Yes. He'll be here at 9:30 tomorrow.
Oh.
Listen and repeat.
I won't be long. I'll be right back.
He won't be long. He'll be right back.
Will he be here tomorrow?
Yes, he'll be here at 9:30. Conditions.
Listen.
Yes. He'll be here at 9:30 tomorrow.
Oh.
But he won't be long now. He said, I'll be right back.
Well, if he comes back before 3 o'clock, could you ask him to call me?
Certainly.
Thank you. If he comes back before 2:45, I'll be in my office.
Yes.
If he comes back between 2:45 and 2:50, I'll be in Jeff's office.
Yes.
And if he comes back between 2:50 and 3 o'clock, I'll be in my office again. Have you got that?
From now until 2:45, your office. From 2:45 until 2:50, Jeff's office. From 2:50 until 3 o'clock, your office.
Right.
You're having a busy day.
Sorry?
Nothing.
Listen and repeat.
If he comes back, I'll be in my office.
Song.
If I see you again.
Of English.
The diversity of English accents.
Listen. A speaker from Hong Kong.
I've been in London for 2 months now. The fact that it is a big commercial city as well as a cultural centre fascinates me.
A speaker from Nigeria.
You know, when you are coming to London for the first time, they will tell you that English people don't talk to people. They keep quiet, and if you don't go saying good morning, sir, or good morning, brother, or anything like that, because they will think you are mad, or you are not busy, you haven't anything to do.
A speaker from Canada.
The differences between Canadian accents from Halifax, Nova Scotia, to Vancouver, British Columbia, are nowhere near as great as the regional accents that one hears in Great Britain.
A speaker from Wales.
Well, we have a culture of our own. You're brought up to think about rugby, especially down in the valleys. It's the crowning glory for anybody to play for Wales.
And a speaker from Norfolk in England, the boy.
Are you going to try to lose your accent? No, well, I had it for 13 years, so I don't see why I should.
Synopsis.
Dialogue.
Listen to this.
What is it?
Today's horoscope.
Do you believe in horoscopes?
No, but they're sometimes quite interesting. Listen. This is my horoscope for today. Virgo, you will not be very happy today, and the next 2 weeks will be very difficult. If you do not like your job, you'll have to change it.
Very interesting.
Yes. It's strange. I went to a palmist last week.
A palmist?
Yes. She said, you're going to change your job very soon. She was sure about it.
Don't you like your job?
I like it very much, I think. Well, now I'm not sure. What sign are you?
Scorpio. But I don't believe in these horoscopes.
Scorpio, you have some problems at the moment, but they are not serious. Someone will give you a surprise this evening.
Hmm. I prefer Chinese horoscopes.
Chinese horoscopes?
Yes. There's an animal for each year. So you're the animal of the year when you were born.
Oh, yes. That's right.
So I'm a cat, and you're a monkey.
There are 12 animals, aren't there?
Yes.
One animal for each year, and then the first animal again.
That's right.
So, I'm a monkey.
Yes. You have a good sense of humour. You have a good memory. You're good at languages.
Yes.
You like new experiences. You like travelling.
Yes.
You are independent, intelligent and charming.
Oh, yes.
But you don't have much luck in love.
Well, that's true.
I've worked out everybody's sign. You're a monkey. Jeff is a dog. Angela is a dragon. Mr. Jones is a pig. And Mr. Smith is a goat.
Really?
Excuse me, Anna. Lily?
Yes, Mr. Goat? I mean, Mr. Smith?
Sorry.
Nothing.